Real Rock, what are you thinking? Hey, Wobble Fett, what can I play for you? Thanks for the input. Cool rocker. Heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where I'm working on my radio voice every single day. It's Tanner Thursday, Podzilla 1985, June 23rd. It's hot as the Dickens out there. Have you considered going back to Africa?
What?
That is a Chappelle show quote, and five people got it. Everyone else thinks I'm racist. Hey, it's Shannon Young. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, buddy. Got it, if it makes you feel better.
I feel better about it. I'm your host. I'm always your host. That hasn't changed, except for the few times where it did, and then it changed back. Go figure. Next to me, Ethan Craig Miles.
Hi.
And you got a special guest there, Ethan. Heard him earlier. What's his name? Yes, Ethan has a Wobba Fett doll that Lindsay brought him, and he is holding it and smiling like an idiot.
It's because Wobba Fett is adorable.
Down at the end of the table from Nerd Up, we have Jesse Kimball.
Yo, yo, yo.
Jesse, are you going to be a part of the new Blogzilla relaunch?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Lindsay, we're relaunching Blogzilla.
Also, I should really finish writing that article I started a year and a half ago.
Or we'll start fresh. Hey, that's Lindsay Wolfgang. You're here on the ride. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Lindsay was kind enough to pick tonight's topic for us, and I want to quickly give a shout out to our newest like on our Podzilla page. Let me find that real quick, because this one means a lot to me. You know, we have a couple fans. They like us on our Podzilla page. We have a new banner up, by the way, thanks to Lindsay.
Yay,
looks fantastic.
I did something for once.
And our newest follower, the Digital Vibe Network. Not just a podcast, a variety show.
Oh, neat.
I went and listened to one of their podcasts today, and I felt like it immediately turned to Krusty, who pulled the cigar out of his mouth and said, "What the hell was that?" I have no idea what that thing was about. Like, I'm not going to diss anyone that likes us, but I'm also pretty sure that they just went randomly on the favorite button, and I'm pretty sure they've never heard a single thing we've done, and I'm pretty sure they don't know what a podcast is.
Well, I mean, they don't have a podcast.
It's
they
a
have.
Variety show, yes. Much like the days of yore. But, hey, thanks for liking us anyway. Lindsay, what's our topic tonight?
We are going to discuss our top 10 personal favorite Pokemon.
That's right. It's Pokemon again this week. Every time I let Lindsay pick the topic,
it's always Pokemon.
Generally,
I have a one-track mind.
Two-track mind. She also think about chocolate.
I haven't had any today.
Ethan, what have you been thinking about today?
Wario riding a horse.
See,
is anyone surprised?
Technically, that's a pony.
Okay, Wario riding a pony. The new Mario and Sonic at Rio 2016.
Yeah.
More footage of it came out about 13 hours ago, and they were
is
showing off.
Is that why I saw a drawing of Sonic and the Flash and Superman about to have a race?
I don't think the Flash and Superman are in Sonic
and Mario.
No,
but the whole Olympic thing.
They are not at the Olympics.
I know they're not, but...
I mean, that's pretty spectacular. I'm not going to lie.
I don't like Wario, but that's like...
That's one of
Dang.
The most realistic horses I've ever seen in a video game.
It's so funny. I love it. Just a realistic horse with that fat ass motherfucker.
Oh my God, Ethan.
I love him.
Ethan's already gone on. Jesse, what do you have left?
Oh, I got nothing. I got nope.
So we are going to be talking about our 10 favorite Pokemon. We also asked you guys what your favorite Pokemon are. Got a couple responses. We'll get there, and we'll talk about all that in a second. But up first, before we get to our favorite Pokemon, something that I want to talk about real quick. I don't know how much anyone else cares about it, but they've been releasing song by song from the new Ghostbusters soundtrack. They've already released, yes, a song by G-Eazy.
Who?
G-Eazy.
Who is that?
Aww.
I have no idea.
Like, what genre of music?
What do you think?
reggae rap? I don't know.
Yes, reggae rap. It's a hybrid. No, G-Eazy is a rapper. He did a song. Then they released one by L. King. I don't know who that is either.
Genre?
Maybe R&B.
I was just about to say that.
She kind of reminds me of like Ellie Goulding or, so I guess more pop, more popish.
All right.
And then today they finally released the big song, the Fall Out Boy single with Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, who is still a thing, I guess.
Who?
I mean, I go back to Moulin Rouge, but that's been a while.
You never heard of Missy Elliott?
I don't know people.
Good. You don't want to know this one. If you heard the song at the beginning of the show, that was it. We all just listened to it. That's it. And it's not been met with the most positive reaction.
I wonder why.
I like Fall Out Boy.
I do too. Fall Out Boy.
But that song is just kind of...
That's because you don't cover a classic.
Mm-mm.
Like the original Ghostbusters song.
Well, that's the thing though. Like if they had covered it, it would be different. But they didn't cover it. They rewrote it. They tried to reboot it.
Same lyrics.
But they rushed through them. That's what bothered me.
That's because that's Fallout style.
There's just weird, like, dubstep kind of thing.
Yeah, they were going for a new musical style with it. The Ray Parker Jr. original version is so iconic. I don't care who. The only cover I've ever heard that I really liked was Hoobastank. And I know Hunter said somebody else. I'm trying to remember who it was, like Ludo.
Ludo. Yeah. It's a St. Louis band.
And I heard Coheed and Cambria cover it live at a Halloween thing.
Really?
Yeah, yes. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can actually, there's a YouTube video of it that exists. It's not great quality.
No,
but
it's still pretty cool because they're in the Ghostbusters outfits. I think there's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or a Slimer out there dancing.
That's awesome.
Hunter was in the Just Dance game as the second Ghostbuster from the left. And that was exciting. So this has personal ties to all of us. We're all big Ghostbusters fans. By all of us, I mean myself and Hunter. And and Lindsay to an extent,
I like,
I guess.
Ghostbusters.
I mean, I'm a fan of Ghostbusters. What are you talking
about? Not to the extent of Hunter and I.
Well, no one is.
No.
No one can top your love.
So Hunter absolutely hates the song. He absolutely hates the song. I can't think of anybody else to say it. He's probably going to talk about it on The Fix. Over there on Real Rock 99.3.
I really hope he doesn't get call-ins on the radio and people ask specifically to play that song.
No.
He said this would be the first Fall Out Boy song they ever put in the library.
Wow.
He's afraid. No, he's afraid that's going to happen.
Ah.
You know, depending on what the Lord thinks. No matter how much we hate it, though, the internet has already spoken, and the internet always says it more eloquently than we can. Here's just a couple of responses from the official Fallout Boy Vivo YouTube. Oh, you can't bleep all these. So I'm going to just give the name and then the comment. Brainflash1 says, remember the first time you heard the Ghostbusters theme and thought, gee, this would sound so much better as a rock ballad? Me neither. Okay, that's off to a good start. That's
what's up the comment. Pretty eloquent, funny.
Morgan Murphy says, this song sucks dick, but will probably still be the best part of the steaming pile of shit movie. Like, this song is AIDS, but I don't expect this movie to be better.
Wow.
Jesus.
Apple EC1234 said this song is better than the movie, despite the fact that the movie's not out yet. Then someone told them that they suck dick.
Boy, I love comment sections on the internet.
Oh, man.
Someone had a problem with the AIDS reference. So this has killed millions of people. You're an ignorant person, Y-O-U-R, and I hope you think about the shit you say. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
I can't say this one.
What?
I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah. Should I cover the N-word or should I just say it?
Just say N-word.
I'll just say N-word. This is by Ken D. Ken D says, no, by AIDS, he means it makes you feel like an N-word who just got ass raped in prison. That kind of AIDS.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
It's just a song, guys.
I mean, yeah, it's not the greatest, but it doesn't make your ears completely bleed.
Like, I've heard worse songs.
Me too.
And
I've heard worse songs by Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've certainly heard worse songs by Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. They're called her discography.
Entire discography.
I can't really say anything for G-Eazy, though, because who?
I actually like the G-Eazy song a little bit.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I haven't heard it, so who?
But yeah, so that's rough. I know we just gave you a sample of it. Go out and listen to it. You can find it on Fall Out Boy's Vivo on YouTube. It's not a bad song. It's not a good song. It's a song.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. Like, if I were able to separate it from the original Ghostbusters theme song, I might not dislike it. But I can't because it's so a cover.
Close. Yeah.
And plus, you remember the original song by Ray Parker Jr. Was, how do you put it, sampled, I guess you would say, from the Huey Lewis and the News song, I Need a New Drug.
Yeah.
What has the...
In fact, Huey Lewis sued them over it.
And won successfully. Like, because the beat was straight ripped from
the,
it. Or no, not that part.
No. Oh, my God. None of us can think of the Ghostbusters song now.
Well, that wasn't the part that was ripped, though.
No.
I don't remember.
So, what has... Who did you say that the Ghostbusters theme songwriter was?
Ray Parker Jr.
What has he gone on to do?
He's done a lot of live performances.
Of Ghostbusters.
I ask because I really hope that that wasn't his just one-hit wonder.
It was.
Darn.
But it was so good that he has, even though he has to pay, I think, residuals to Huey Lewis, he still coasted off that song. Mm-hmm. Because Ghostbusters, that song is as iconic as the movie. Mm-hmm. It was a hit. The video was great. It's got a bunch of cameos by some great people. John Candy's in it. Chevy Chase, Danny DeVito is in the video, which is pretty awesome.
I like Danny DeVito.
So yeah, it's classic, and this song will definitely not go down as a classic, but I don't think it's as bad as everyone says it is.
I wonder if it would be, like, since it's being associated with the movie, Is it getting more hate because it's associating itself with the movie?
I think absolutely. Because the first trailer for the movie is the most hated trailer in YouTube history. And this song, if you look at the likes and dislikes, is almost completely even. It's like 30,000 each almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any Fall Out Boy song has that much dislike to it. Normally when people hear a Fall Out Boy song and they go to their page to listen to it, it's because they're Fall Out Boy fans.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to like the song generally.
Yeah.
But this song, most people went to because they just want to bash it and bash it and bash it. And because of the legal trouble that certain members of our family have had with over Ghostbusters recently, I'll tell you guys that later. We're just going to stop that discussion. Go listen to the song, and we'll see you at the premiere July 24th, because I'm going to go see it day one.
Woo!
Don't care. Everyone told me not to go see Warcraft. Saw it and loved it.
I liked Warcraft.
I enjoyed it. I was going to say, you and I had been planning on seeing Warcraft day one for months.
And how many people were like, oh, reviews are bad. It's not good. A lot of people on the internet were saying it's a terrible video game movie. It's not good. We were all hoping for a masterpiece, and it's not good. It's bland. It's mediocre. It's terrible. And then we all sat in the theater with our eyes wide open going, oh, my God.
It fit the world amazingly.
It's Warcraft.
Right.
It's one of those things, like, I can definitely agree that if you were not a fan of Warcraft, you likely would not be a fan of that movie.
I'm sorry there weren't night owls dancing naked in Goldshire.
But they did mention Goldshire.
I know. They went there.
They did.
There was a Murloc. I was happy.
And there were night elves. They just kept their clothes on for once.
I mean,
And they looked like blood elves?
A little
that
bit.
That too.
Yeah.
I never, like, played any of the games. And I'm like, that honestly makes me want to go play one of the games.
We resubscribed to Warcraft the same day. I started playing again. Yeah.
And made new characters again.
And made new characters. Level 17.
I really want to, but I know that I'm going to do it, and then I'll play for like the first 2 days, and I'll be out $30.
We've actually been doing pretty good.
Yeah, see, I had to actually convince myself to play at first. Like, we were subscribed, and then I jumped on, but I didn't want to play at first. We created new characters, and at first it was great, but then I thought, I really don't want
to
play.
You've also been playing Dark Souls.
Well, I was
going to
say, I want to play Dark Souls or Overwatch. I want to play something faster paced, but I stuck with it, and now I'm into it again. Now I want to progress my character. There's something that happened after what was the last expansion called?
Warlords of Draenor.
After it ended, once I got to level 100 and all that good stuff, where I just didn't want to go through it anymore. I wanted instant gratification, which you get in a game like Overwatch or even Dark Souls to an extent. And Warcraft's just too long and an involved process. I just didn't want to do it anymore. But I think I'm refreshed a little bit. And that Warcraft movie definitely helped. Made me want to be in that world again. The world of Warcraft.
I know every time, I saw that and it made me want to play again. Every time I see, every time I play Hearthstone, every time I play Heroes of the Storm, any of those games where I see these Warcraft characters that I know and love makes me really want to play the game again. But see, now I feel like I've missed my window of opportunity if I wanted to jump back in, because I would have wanted to start fresh character.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys are already
far back. Even Bob said that he's at a point now where he kind of wants to try it again. And Bob,
you know that we will make new characters again.
Shannon's shaking his head.
I really don't want to. Oh man, I'm tired of making new characters. Unless we pick a different race.
You would just need to take an afternoon and grind up to where we are.
It's really not that hard. It's so much faster. Yeah. And if Bob comes back, I'd be very happy about that because Bob was the most successful of all of us at World of Warcraft. And that he did it just by playing the stock market.
Yeah, really.
He was
yeah.
a day trader. That was his job. And he was rich.
Was it on his tauren?
No. He was, it was his paladin.
His paladin?
He found a spot. He would, skin things, sell the skins on the auction house, use that money to buy other things from the auction house, and then sell that at a higher price. He was a trader. That's what he did. And while
you should
really
just do that in real life, because you can make a silly amount of money doing that.
I don't think it's as fun because I can't go out and kill things. I can't.
You can't get, there's no experience bar.
Right, yeah.
You're not a different race.
You don't have those little dots on the map saying, hey, you got stuff here. Come over here.
Yeah, I want to kill monsters and skin them and then turn that into money. I don't want to just, go online to Nasdaq.org.
I don't even know.
.html.
Trade online or whatever that's called.
/ Jones. Big ass truck rental.
And barbecue.
And good barbecue.
Good ass barbecue.
And foot
Come
massage.
On down here for foot massage.
I can't be stopped.
Jones.
Oh, I can only be contained. Fan don't oscillate no more. Oscillated.
So what's with the thing with Warcraft? They have this training thing, with little animals.
Pet battles.
Yeah.
Oh, but say, what the hell are you talking about?
It's effectively Pokemon inside of World of Warcraft. Yep. You can collect, find, and train pets to battle.
I hear a lot of people enjoy that, and a lot of people hate it.
I like it, but I like the pets a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that
Lindsay...
I just
bought more pets last night.
That's why she came back, was to do the pet battles.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do Battlegrounds. I want to do Battlegrounds, but at this point, if you're not, super leveled, you can't do Battlegrounds. Because everybody has the legacy gear, they have the heirlooms, so they're level 2 with the highest gear possible.
Well, twinking was always a thing.
Yeah,
it's real rough. Basically, Ethan, in the game.
Ethan, listen to him.
I'm listening.
Look at him when you talk
I'm
to him.
I'm looking at him. Looking at his the gorgeous way... eyes.
Hmm. Anyway, what you can do, you can get your high-level gear that doesn't necessarily have level requirement or just works for lower-level characters. Put them on a lower-level character that you've created. Level them only up to the maximum point. Level 19, I think, used to be the really bad mark. And just play PvP, and you'd have a twinked-out character. You would have a significant advantage over every other player that wasn't twinked out because you would have just so much better gear.
Yeah, because gear is the name of the game in Warcraft.
Yes.
And if you think that Overwatch sends Steven Bright into a rage of bloodshed and tears, imagine him trying to play World of Warcraft and doing PvP.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do it. He would be that kid that's slamming his keyboard down, throwing it out the window like Matt Sism.
We'd be seeing keys flying places.
I found that story out. That's a great story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'd probably be one of those kids, honestly, that after the first time that he lost in PvP because of gear, he would devote hundreds of hours of his life because he doesn't have much else to do into just... That wasn't a shot. He doesn't.
No,
I don't. I don't know why you're looking at me like that, Ethan.
I wish he would because he couldn't play it here. He'd have to play it at home.
Right, and he would become that person that's twinking out all of his characters and everything else.
And so proud of it, too.
Yeah,
he'd be telling us, look at my gear, and I would go, cool.
Except that...
I get to play for an hour a day.
You said, the legacy gear, the heirlooms and stuff like that, the stuff that you can't get anymore.
Yeah.
He'll
never reach the rank of sergeant. I'm a sergeant. Because that's not in the game anymore.
No.
That's a feat of strength. The old ranking system for Battlegrounds. Back when men were men.
I remember I played a lot of it in vanilla, and then I have since lost that account. Blizzard just, I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get it back.
You got hacked by some Korean.
Probably got hacked by Kevin Shankelberg.
And plus back in vanilla, they definitely did not have the same security stuff they have now. Nowadays you get hacked a lot. Back in vanilla.
You really do.
Vanilla was rough. You were hacked every other day.
That's before they came out with the authenticators.
Uh-huh.
That's why they came out with the authenticators.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those gold sellers.
I got a Corehound pup.
Let me just throw out a public service announcement for anyone that wants to play an online game and they're thinking about giving in to the dark side and using a gold seller for levels or money.
Just don't.
Don't. Not only are you going to screw your character over because they'll have access to your account now, but you're also screwing over all the real players that work hard. You're a terrible person.
Plus, anymore, it's easy to get gold.
Yeah, just kill yourself.
World of Warcraft, definitely.
Just kill yourself.
In-game. Like,
and no, honestly, like, in real life, most games will just... They've taken gold traders out of the market by doing it themselves.
Yeah, the WoW tokens.
Yeah, a lot of stuff you can just straight up buy via microtransactions.
But, I mean, I don't mean just for WoW. I mean other games, too. You know, like, it's bad all over the board in MMOs. I wish those guys would just kill themselves. It's ridiculous easy to commit suicide. You can jump in front of a car. You can jump off of a bridge.
Jesus, shit.
Slit your own wrist. Knives are common. You probably have knives in your house right now. And okay. I'm being told to wrap this up. So
let's get Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Yeah, suicide's not funny. Don't actually do that.
Yeah, I was wondering how long you're going to take that bit.
Only joke about it because I've tried it, so. Anywho, I'm getting a high five from Ethan for some reason. Okay. So let's get to the main event of the show because I always think, well, I gotta stall or else we're not gonna have enough to fill an hour with these lists. But then it always ends up the same way. By the time it rolls around for Shannon to get to his list.
Time's up.
And I gotta rush through them, which is fine because my list is boring. I have the worst Pokemon top 10. In the history of existence. And Ethan can't even count to 10.
It comes like after 4, right?
Yes.
Ethan, little known fact about Ethan, he's missing a couple of fingers. So ever since he lost those fingers, he's lost the ability to count to 10. None of that is true.
It goes 1, 2, 4, Q, 8.
Also, tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985 is brought to you
by the letter C.
The letter P, right, Dalton? Anyway.
What?
I get the joke.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I'll never let it go.
Oh, God.
Never let it go. Okay. Let it go. Pokemon lists. So we're going to talk about our favorite 10 Pokemon, or at least 10 of our favorites. Doesn't have to be your exact favorites.
It's so hard to pick.
It's so hard. Lindsay's drawing Pokemon over there, and also what appears to be a duck with a mask. I can't tell what that thing is.
It actually kind of reminds me of the old Crest toothpaste commercials.
Wait, Shannon, duck like, with a mask?
That, like, danced around.
Darkwing Duck?
That is definitely not Darkwing Duck.
No, it's not Darkwing Duck.
I know Darkwing Duck, sir, and you are no Darkwing Duck.
I mean, it's not a bird. It doesn't have a bill. It does have sunglasses.
I also see there's a Mudkip.
Uh-huh.
And a Goomy.
And, yeah, there's a Goomy.
The Goomy's intensifying.
Oh God, what is the name of the electric bug? Joltik. Uh-huh. Yes, there's Joltik.
I only know that because our apartment is filled with these things. Filled with them, I say. Before we get to our 10 favorites, and let me just give you a idea of how we came up with these. These are not the Pokemon necessarily that you use in the game. These are just your favorite Pokemon because of the way they look, the TV show, whatever. Whatever, however you came to that conclusion, that's what it is.
The plushies that stare at you and say, I'm adorable, buy me!
Yes, if you're a psychopath like Lindsay and the dolls talk to you, you should buy them.
I bought a Manaphy tonight.
I'm aware, I was there. Remember? Anyway, before we get to ours, I asked you about yours, and we have a couple responses from some of our favorite people. J.R. Davis. Good friend of the show.
Yeah.
He said, I always had a lot of respect for...
Giraffigig.
Giraffarig.
Giraffarig, yeah.
I always thought it was just giraffig.
Look at this giraffarig!
You tried.
Because palindromes are neat. Good point, Jared. Hey, thanks for the input. Also, there isn't much giraffe love in the Pokemon world. And as a fellow long-necked individual, I can relate to them.
That's about the best rationale I could have heard.
And then his next comment.
Yeah, and then my favorite is probably Totodile, though.
Everybody loves
Totodile. I like quacks.
I think it's Steven.
Oh, my God. That scared the hell out of me. Wondering why anybody was coming here that late at night. Maybe it's that guy from earlier come back to finish the job.
What guy?
The guy that passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? The guy, we don't know his name. But he does have a moniker. Hey, Steven. And his moniker is, God damn it, I'm fucked. And that is how we refer to him.
Yep.
Ace has gone
GDIF.
To call him GDIF. It's like...
And
that really tickled Ethan.
That worked so much. Love it.
It's like TGIF, but homeless, you know?
But homeless.
He needed a ride home today. He was overheated. The police gave the man a ride. And what'd you say, Ethan? He pointed to a dumpster and said, that's my home.
In my mind, the the guy is the officer is driving him home, and the old man like points over. He's like, "There's my house," and the officer replies, "Sir, that is a dumpster."
I said what meant. Now, you can get off my dumpster, though. Now, before you guys are going, oh, you guys shouldn't pick on him. That sounds awful. Let me just say, this is the same guy that's come in and cussed us out multiple times. And because we wouldn't buy his blender, we're a video game store. We wouldn't buy his DVD movies, we're a video game store. Pretty sure he tried to sell me some plasma once.
What?
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jen, remember, can't stall for time anymore.
That's right. We actually have a list. Mimi Sheffer, Prino. Is next. And she said, and this is edited, so she may have changed her answer. Mimi?
Where she misspelled something.
I'm watching you.
I mean, you can see the edits.
I can?
Yeah. It says if you click edited, it shows you what it used to say.
Aw, so you can see all my misspellings when I catch them after I post
She
them.
Left out an E on Eevee.
Oh.
Good call, Mimi. She said Eevee and the Evolutions.
Evolutions.
That sounds like the world's worst tribute band to a band.
Eevee and the Eevee-lutions, everybody.
That they play on KGMO. Woo. Drop that one right now.
What?
We'll just drop that joke right now.
I don't know. I honestly was only half paying attention to what you said.
Did you brown out?
I browned out a little.
Smell toast?
Smelling toast.
All right.
Ah, oh, toast.
Chelsea Shutt, who, my God, I haven't talked to Chelsea in forever. She said, Rapidash is my number one.
Rapidash.
Always has been since I was a little girl.
Is that the pony?
Yes, that's the fire pony.
It's the flaming
that
unicorn.
That one is cool.
That was the first pony that all girls fell in love with Pokemon.
It's the first pony I fell in love with.
The first pony I fell in love with was Helios.
Oh, okay, Sailor Moon.
Yes, he was dreamy.
I was like, I don't know that Pokemon.
It's not a Pokemon.
Digimon?
No.
Chris Blankenship.
I haven't talked to that guy in a long time.
We love Chris Blankenship. He said, Nidoking, good sir. That's a good answer.
I like Nidoking.
Unexpected.
My Nidoking knows surf.
Yeah, I feel like Nidoking is one of those ones that nobody ever thinks to, like, Nidoking is a cool Pokemon, but nobody ever, like, you know what? That's my favorite.
No one's clamoring for Nidoking. How does Nidoking surf?
Huh? He can learn surf.
That's you remember that old, Jesse, you remember that comic strip we saw that one time where the guy's trying to get, which Pokemon?
Scyther.
Scyther can't fly.
He jumps on Scyther's back.
Fly. He's like, fly, Scyther can't learn fly.
Then the next scene you see is like somebody flying on a Pidgey.
Just standing on a Pidgey going, woo!
Yeah, cause he's got arms in like the flex pose. Like, yeah!
Well, I like to look at it as, in Pokemon Yellow, they would have like all, Pikachu can learn surf, couldn't he?
That was a special one that you could get.
He was riding on a surfboard.
Yeah.
Pikachu can learn anything. Pikachu is the best electric mouse, psychic, steel, fighting fairy,
ghost,
ground bug, ghost, Muslim in the entire game.
I don't believe that is a type.
That's a type?
A Pokemon type.
Shannon! Dude, that's a huge... Like the second biggest religion in the world, maybe the first.
All right, so Allie said Squirtle.
Also, by the way, she also put a Squirtle in the window.
She did.
Squirrel!
Shut up. All right, so I posted on Gaming Ground's site, hey, here's our new sticker art for the month, and I posted it on my phone, so I didn't pay attention to the spelling, and it auto-corrected Squirtle to Squirrel. So I didn't realize till hours later that I had posted, look everyone, here's Squirrel! Therefore, cementing that we know nothing about
wonderful.
Pokemon. Yeah,
just wonderful.
Like a
then, oh my God,
it's okay. Ethan.
Then Dalton P. Anthony had that's his middle initial is P.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
What's he doing?
Bulbasaur.
Which is his best?
No, no, no,
huh?
Well,
neat.
No! So.
That's gonna be another edit.
28 minutes into the show. Just so I have a memory. I'm just gonna bleep it. That'd be much funnier.
Alright, so anyway, yeah. Dalton is very, very vocal about his love of Bulbasaur.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can Bulbasaur learn surf?
No.
No.
Because it's water. I don't. Surf because of water.
You tried, buddy. Yeah. You tried.
You all tried right. And failed.
So let's go ahead and get on to our
leech
list.
Seed.
The lesson here is don't try at all. All right, let's get to ours.
Never try, never fail.
Who would like to go first? Ethan, as as someone that didn't prepare for this, let's start with you.
Okay. in no, like, order.
And you also have to tell us why.
With, like, a piece of paper.
We can skip Ethan if he needs to think about it.
I like Magikarp.
Why do you like Magikarp?
Because he can turn into Gyarados. So my like second Gyarados. One is Gyarados.
Good choice. And who else?
I do like Waifu Gardevoir.
No. Oh, you triggered me.
I know. Ditto is pretty cool.
Yeah, he is.
The god Pokemon, because god Arceus. Of all Arceus. Pokemon.
Yeah. I thought it was Arceus.
Arceus.
Huh. Or Arceus.
There's so many different pronunciations.
This is the woman that thought it was Snorunt when it's Snorunt.
Snorunt.
Oh, gosh, I was talking about it today. I'm not that big of a fan of Pokemon.
Wario.
Yes.
Wario is not a Pokemon.
Is now number six.
Wario is the Rattata that he caught and named Wario.
Wario, the fat-ass Pokemon.
The evolution of Wario. Wario riding on a pony.
A Rapidash.
Or Ponyta.
I really do enjoy Mewtwo. Mewtwo, yes. I always viewed Mewtwo as, like, he's the big bad of the Pokemon universe.
He was in the first game.
Yeah.
Back when the professor was clearly misinformed. There's 151 Pokemon. Are you sure? Pretty sure. I mean, my Pokedex is empty. By the way, here you go.
Oak is a little senile.
I'll be cold in the ground before I recognize Missouri.
I also do... I like the cat Pokemon with the like scythe on its head.
Absol. It's more of a dog.
I always thought it looked like a cat to me, and it's like it's Mega Evolution. I was I was just kind of like, really, you just put wings on it and call
it
good?
It made me love it even more.
It is cool though. Not gonna
I
knock
love
it.
Mega Absol.
Oh gosh, Haunter. I like Haunter. Who's the de-evolution of Duskull? No. Not Duskull. I was thinking of the middle one. I do like Duskull.
Duskull
is adorable. I like a lot of weird ghost-type Pokemon.
Dead things should not be adorable.
Have you seen my Duskull plushie? It is adorable.
Have you seen Lickitung?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what number are we at? I lost
I think
count.
You're good. I think you got all 10 of them, buddy.
I can't count, remember?
You don't have that many fingers.
It's my new favorite joke.
Can you see this one? It's the middle one.
Oh, my God. He's gone insane. Well, this episode is going to be called 10 Thursday Ethan Gone Wild. You thought Ethan was wild before. Wait to see what happens when Snoop Dogg gets behind the camera.
No.
It's Ethan Craig Miles, doggy style.
No. No.
There were so many things. You're calling me the wild one now? Just got to make sure.
Jesse, what's your list?
All right. Yeah, this is also in no particular order.
Of course.
Umbreon.
Yay.
Umbreon.
That's that's the dark evolution of Eevee.
Yes. Oh, I thought that was the psychic woman. I was about to say
Espeon.
I was like, I like my psychic kitty.
How many eons are there now?
Seven? No, there's more than seven. There's three, eons? Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight. Yeah. Eight. Nine if you count Eevee.
Right.
I'm hearing nine.
I would love it if the game started off with an Eevee. Like, you could choose which Eevee type or evolution.
Either way,
just start with your own Eevee.
Yeah.
Whenever Gold and Silver came out years ago, I just got really into that series. Like, that's always been my favorite one, was Gold and Silver. That was always my favorite generation. And I really liked the Dark and Steel types because they were new, they were neat. And yeah, Umbreon, I just really, really liked. I don't know why. I just always liked that one a whole lot. And then
I don't want to know what you're looking at because I'm seeing the look on your face.
There's Alex Gabriel just walked up to the door and waved.
Oh,
he's and
back.
Then yeah, he got back from Europe.
Oh, very cool.
Dragonite,
yay!
Dragonite, was that the orange one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
orange
the
one?
Like
he evolved from Dragonair, the snake looking one, into the big orange dragon with little wings.
He's like the friendliest looking dragon in the game.
He is.
He's so happy.
That's and
like
at the same
dragon.
Time, yeah. Super badass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the best Pokemon in the first generation.
It's like
wasn't
Tanner,
he?
Big and soft looking, but badass.
But he doesn't step toe.
to freedom.
Hallucha.
Hallucha. Hallucha. I don't know that one.
Or as I refer to him, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, he's the luchador bird.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
No, I love Hallucha. He's just super cool. Generated some great memes. Like, one of my favorite ones, you could teach Hallucha to fly. And one of the comics that I saw was, all right, Hallucha, let's fly to this region. And he basically suplexes the character all the way there. So
Suplex City.
So he just grabs him. You just see like the serious look on Hallucha's face. He does a kind of a nod thing. And then he just grabs the trainer and then jumps.
Just the German suplex.
Just German suplexes him all the way to the next town.
Beautiful.
And just like slams him into the ground. And it's wonderful because it's a fighting bird. It's so cool. It even has like a move that only it can use. I don't remember what it's called. Lindsay?
I didn't use my Hallucha
enough. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's
don't
just...
Don't you have a doll of him?
I do.
Yeah.
We found him at Walmart and I snatched him up.
She did.
Yeah, he's just a super cool Pokemon. Gengar. I've always liked Gengar.
Gengar was not... Like, of the original three, there was three ghosts originally, yes. Right? Of yep. the three original ghosts, he was probably my least favorite at the time, just because he was the goofy, tubby one.
Plus, you had to trade to get him, and you didn't have anyone to trade with.
But the fan art I've seen in the years since, though, have
oh yeah, he can be
he's
creepy.
So
yeah.
creepy.
See, yeah.
I've never actually thought of him like the goofy tubby one. Like he always looked like the most malevolent one, because like he was, you know, he was the full form of the ghost. Like he had arms and legs and everything else, and he just always had that smile.
Now, if you played Pokken, if anyone has,
yes.
and you did Gengar's like ultra finisher move, really like. First time seeing it, I thought it was really cool, but it's also like really creepy. He, like, you get caught and you get dragged down into like this weird, like, shadow world. You get damaged as you're falling, and then like a giant mega Gengar eats you and then does more damage to you and then explodes. Mm-hmm. It's like seeing that in Pokken, that's like, whoa.
I wouldn't have picked Gengar for Pokken, but that's just me. That's just me.
You know. Yeah, you didn't in your game.
No, I didn't. Well, I went with an obvious choice, and I'll talk about that in a little while.
Yeah.
Isn't Gengar... All right, we're going back to the Poke Conspiracies episode for a second. Isn't Gengar the ghost of... No, I'm thinking
Gengar is theorized to be Clefable's shadow.
Clefable's shadow.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you yep. look at them, they're shaped very similar.
So couldn't it be the ghost of Clefable?
Maybe. If you go just with like, the theory that ghost Pokemon are actually deceased Pokemon or people, yeah.
Just like Casper is the ghost of Richie Rich. Don't act like you didn't notice.
Okay. I've heard that too. It's creepy.
I've also heard that.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Moving forward, though. Steelix. I always used to really like
Onyx. Traded with
Metal
Coat.
Isn't the one with the really creepy smile?
I don't.
Yeah. He's just got those big eyes and big teeth.
Because it's an Onyx, but metal.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things. Like, I always liked Onyx. I liked the idea of Onyx, especially like when you see him in the anime and stuff, because it's just this giant
rock snake.
Yeah.
Giant rock snake. What could make this rock snake cooler? Making him out of steel.
And then, until he fought Pikachu.
Until he fought Pikachu.
Fucking John Cena always kicks out at two.
Yeah, no, that was like, I really like Steelix, and it goes back to, you know, Gen 2, and that's what you guys will notice a lot of my Pokemon.
Okay, yeah. Now I recognize him.
A lot of my Pokemon lists are Gen 1 and Gen 2.
Same.
But yeah, I love Steelix. He's just so cool. And yeah. Anyway, Hitmonchan. And this one actually dates back to the trading card game. You see, I had,
Hitmonchan's the boxer, right?
Yes.
Good choice.
Yeah. Basically, I always ran what was called back then in the Pokemon trading card game, a Haymaker deck. The whole idea was a bunch of really fast, powerful Pokemon just out as quick as possible, an aggro deck. And I won several tournaments with this deck, and Hitmonchan was my go-to guy because he was quick to put out, quick to charge up, and he just tore people to pieces. He was so good. I loved Hitmonchan. Gyarados. Just
Gyarados in that first game, especially like because of the anime and just he was like to me, I know he wasn't a legendary Pokemon, but
he was terrifying.
He was my legendary Pokemon. He was so scary and big. And the fact that he came from a damn Magikarp.
Right. Like it's one of the best
that I was stupid enough to buy.
What do you mean stupid?
You can catch Magikarp anywhere, and I paid the $500 in the game because I hadn't watched that episode of the anime yet.
I also liked you. That was the very first shiny I ever had, for obvious reasons.
I want to see the first kid that bought Pokemon, that got a Magikarp, and decided to level him up as a joke, didn't know about Gyarados, and then at some point he evolved, he goes, what the fuck?
Score!
Oh my god. Does anyone know about this?
Awesome!
Yeah, because it really is just one of those, like...
Mom, put on some more Steak-ems. I'm playing all night.
It's like, give me more batteries.
Oh,
it's one of those great, like, I don't know if you want to call it a redemption story or what, but, like, just this lowly Magikarp that he can basically tackle and splash around. And, yeah, he turns into this big, bad flying dragon.
I didn't know he could tackle. I thought he just splashed.
He can learn tackle.
Can he?
Yeah, once you finally learn an attack that he can do.
And yeah, I think he actually is. Well, is he flying water?
Technically Gyarados is flying water, yes.
Yeah. I thought he was a dragon.
He looks like a dragon.
He does not gain dragon until his mega evolution.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Gyarados has a mega evolution?
Yes. That's cool. Yeah.
It looks
goofy. A figure of it.
Is that what that was?
That's what that red one and said, buy this box for me.
That thing's terrifying.
It's a little goofy looking, the sprite is, anyway.
Well, he's got those big, dumb eyes and that mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But normally Gyarados is just horrifying.
It really is. Like, so, and that's another one of those ones, like, you see the realistic Pokemon or whatever, like those drawings. Gyarados is always a terrifying one.
Yeah.
Next, Houndoom.
I like Houndoom.
Yeah. I'm getting a picture in my head. Is he gray?
No.
Well, he's the devil dog.
He's a fire dark type. And yeah, he was Gen 2 Pokemon, and yeah, he just looked cool. Like, he looked like, Lindsay said, like a devil dog. He had like a skeleton on the outside of his body.
Well, that looks like Gyarados.
That's the Mega Gyarados.
Oh, okay.
I'm behind.
Yeah, like, I always just really liked Houndoom.
It's pretty crazy. Show me a picture of Houndoom real quick.
I'm going there. Because
I think I know him.
You do.
Like, not personally.
You'd see him, you're like, oh yeah, that guy's badass.
I like Houndoom.
Houndoom's awesome.
Does he have like a American Eagle flag shirt?
I say Houndoom has a mega form also, doesn't he?
And a denim jacket with no sleeves. That dude's badass. Okay, yeah, I do know him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lugia.
I know Lugia. That's.
That was, cause back in the day, I got silver, my little brother got gold, and I just thought Lugia was awesome. Like,
Lugia
he's
was
my
cool.
favorite legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is my favorite legendary Pokemon.
I don't think I picked a single legendary.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I picked that one just because, like, it's a nostalgia thing.
Right.
And then, it was either him or I was also thinking Tyranitar because I really
like
Tyranitar.
Is that the one we have the little doll of?
He's a rock Godzilla.
Okay,
no.
So it's the Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was one that based on Godzilla and it was him, right?
Yes. Okay.
I was going to put him on my list, but I couldn't think of his name. I almost put Godzilla. Hoping you guys would know who I'm talking about.
Go,
Tyranitar was another one. He was, because he was dark. He was dark rock.
Right.
And he was just another one of my
little,
favorite ones.
You're thinking my Tyrant.
Yes, Tyrant. That's what I'm saying.
Tyrant looks like a T-Rex.
Adorable.
He's adorable.
Adorable.
He evolves into Tyrantrum. And he's just this big old, angry T-Rex.
Significantly
dude.
Less adorable.
Yes.
Well, he's still adorable in the anime.
Jesus Christ.
And then my last one is Esper.
Esper! That's the big-eyed kitty that's creepy looking.
Uh-huh.
Love that one.
Aww. I love that cat.
Yeah, because he just stares a hole right
Which
in
I
your
soul.
Which
I also recently got a plushie of.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's the same reason I like Litten.
He's adorable.
He's adorable.
But he's adorable in that I've seen some shit with.
Yes. No. Esper's adorable in the way of, I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to wreck the entire house with my mind.
Esper reminds me of the kids from Village of the Damned.
Yeah.
Plus, like, back in Magic the Gathering, when I played a lot of that, Esper was my favorite three-color deck, which was basically it's a control deck, similar to, you know, like Psychic would be. I always wanted to get, there was a playmat, you could buy basically what were effectively giant mouse pads to kind of lay out, and it keeps your cards from going on bare tables. It kind of keeps them protected. There was a mouse pad that somebody had custom made that I really wanted to have, which was basically just, it was a big pinkish purplish mouse pad or a game pad with the two Esper eyes in the middle of it. And the guy played Esper.
You just applauded him. Well played.
I was
sir.
Like, yes, that's beautiful.
Well played.
I want it. But anyway, and
Espers
that's my...
were also the name of the summons in Final Fantasy VI.
Hmm. Neat.
Chris Sabin, the wrestler, was named after Sabin from Final Fantasy VI.
I don't... What? Anyway, what? That's my 10. Lindsay, go ahead.
It's true. No, it's true.
My
Chris
turn?
Sabin.
My turn?
He was... Remember the TNA show we went to?
I know that he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Because he didn't get authorized to wrestle.
Yeah, and I
like
was
half
mad.
The people.
I was mad. That's why Kevin Casey hates me.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
The Forbidden Dance. Go ahead.
Yay. Okay. I'm not going to do them in any particular order, Goomy. But I'm still going to read it from the bottom up
because
I'm a dork.
Goomy.
First,
Goomy.
I was at Cranidos.
You really do like Cranidos.
I love Cranidos.
That's
it's
basically...
It's the little headbanging dinosaur.
Right. Which looks exactly like the real life headbanging dinosaur.
Yes,
and I, what are you doing over there, Kimball?
I was tearing up this piece of paper, and then I realized that you could probably hear it on the microphone, so I was trying to move it out of the way of the microphone. And Lindsay, continue.
And I like Cranidos because he's like the headbanging dinosaur that I always liked when I was little.
What was the name of that dinosaur?
It was a Pachycephalosaurus.
Did you write it down?
Yes, I did.
Cody, if you know how to pronounce it, let us know.
Here,
give me a recap.
Let us know at,
what the hell is that dinosaur's name?
I think it's Pachycephalosaurus. Is what
something
that's called.
Like that.
It's the head button dinosaur.
Yeah. It's the one that had the skull, like the serious skull plate, and it would just crush its heads together.
Yes.
And then we have my ever wonderful Wooper. Because the of the angry Wooper.
Wooper ninja.
Plus, how can you not love that face?
Wait, isn't there a Pokemon named Ninja?
There's a
Greninja.
Greninja and Ninjusk.
Okay, can you make me a picture of Woopers and a Greninja, and it just says Wooper Greninja?
I can if you really want me to. Go back to the days of the poker rap drawing with Crazy Cubone and Charmeleon Air.
Wooper Greninja.
Okay.
That's great.
And then, plus I have a gazillion Woopers because of the various Safari Zones. My ranch is pretty much overrun with Woopers because I refuse to let them go.
She has a problem letting go of virtual creatures.
I can't. I feel bad. And then Munchlax.
Adorable.
Which is one of the first Gen 4 Pokemon we were teased with Gale of Darkness, and it kept eating my stuff, but I still fell in love with it, because it's adorable.
It's definitely cuter than Snorlax.
I love Munchlax.
Oh, I mean, lots of fat guys are cute when they're babies, you know?
And yes, Goomy.
Goomy
is the newest adorable squishy that has found its way into my heart.
Goomy. I just love that gif. And Jesse sent me that first.
Goomy intensifies.
Just love
it. Or it's just a gif of Goomy coming
just
forward.
Zooming in.
That's great.
Lobbiness. And then Krogunk.
Oh, I hate Krogunk.
I love Krogunk.
He is the poison frog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just the derpiest look.
He does, but he was great in the anime because he just cock block Brock all the time.
That's beautiful.
Krogunk, the cock blocking.
He would just use poison jab on him constantly and be like, nope.
You think he would ever get... That Uh-oh. Had to hurt Brock, like, so much.
I think after a while, you kind of develop an immunity to it. So
he builds up the
yeah,
poison.
He has a poison immunity. Just.
At first, like, every time it happened, they had to spend a couple days in the hospital as he fought for his life. At this point, he just kind of needs a siesta.
Well, I mean,
he just needs
you ever
to learn
of...
to stop hitting on Nurse Joy.
Didn't you ever hear about that? It was some member of a royal family that, in order to prevent being poisoned by, like, or assassinated by poison for food, he would take small doses of poison, like, every night, a non-lethal amount, so that he would build up an immunity. And then when he tried to kill himself to prevent being captured by poison...
He couldn't.
He couldn't do it.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to tell me that when they went to assassinate him, they just stabbed him.
I mean, yeah, I think he did get stabbed later, but either way, yeah, he tried to commit suicide by poison. It could.
What a dick. How stupid did he feel?
He was like, no!
Nice. Okay, and now this one is from Gen 1 and has been on my team every chance I can have it because I love it. Dotrio, the three-headed grumpy bird. Which I know is a weird pick.
But... No, I like Dotrio.
I always love the Bellsprout Doduo.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if you've ever seen
yeah,
that. And you just have one of the Doduo heads, like, be strong for mother.
That came out of Pokemon Fusion, but it's not.
Because if you do the Pokemon Fusion with Doduo and Bellsprout, it's basically, it's all a Doduo, including one of the heads. Head. But the other head is a Bellsprout. So, and like one of my favorite comics is just the head and the real head. Be strong, mother.
Oh my god, my face hurts. Okay, and the last four Shannon know are coming, but then my favorite little butterball, Shpiel.
Literally, Jesse's reading it, I think. He's giggling like a girl over there.
just pass that along so you can see the caption.
Oh, so God. Jesse is showing me
the the expression of the Bellsprout is what does it. Because it is like terrified.
I just love that you love me, brother. Be strong, Clarence. Be strong for mother.
And Ethan is down
again.
And Shannon is down. And Jesse is down.
I'm gonna start triple kill.
I am the only one left.
And Wobbuffet, clearly you didn't read it.
Be strong, Clarence. Be strong for mother.
Oh goodness.
Oh my god.
That was probably, like I said, that was one of the best things that came out of the whole Pokemon Fusion craze.
I'm crying. I think that's going to be the... I wish I could make that whole thing the intro picture, but some version of that. Jesse, send that to me.
Crop the bottom of it. Just send that to me.
All right, Lindsay, please. Spiel.
Okay, my last spiel, because it's squishy and cute and roly-poly.
It's just a ball of...
And it's a little animation when it comes on. It just rocks back and forth with his big old grin on his face.
No more pictures. That's a rule at the table now. No more pictures.
Well, to that I gotta say, no way.
Jose?
And as much as I love all my water starters, I had to go with the one that I have the most merchandise of, Piplup.
Piplup.
Which the second Diamond and Pearl was announced and they showed the starters, I knew I was picking Piplup.
The most adorable Pokemon. I think Piplup is the cutest.
I love Piplup.
Yeah.
I love Piplup.
Because it's just a penguin. Literally, there's no gimmick.
It's just a cute little penguin.
It's just a penguin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he evolves into, like, I love his evolution. Uh-huh. Like, his final evolution.
Is the final one
Empoleon.
Empoleon. Yeah.
Empoleon.
That's just a king penguin. Uh-huh. Is what that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's a steel water type, too.
No.
It's just cool.
That's hot.
Red ass.
Yes. And then my next one is also a fan favorite among most Pokemon fans, Flygon.
Is that the dragonfly?
That's my ground dragon type.
Okay, yeah.
It's all green and pink and
I'm not
going
to look at it, Jesse. I'm not going to look at it until the show's over.
I love Flygon.
Jesse, send it to me so
and
I can use it.
And if anyone has listened to any of our Pokemon shows before, you know who my number one Pokemon is.
Jolteon.
Vaporeon.
My bad. Fuck!
Vaporeon.
Be strong for mother.
I love Vaporeon.
Be strong for Lindsay. Yeah, Lindsay's has an obsession with Vaporeon, and I like to take credit for the fact that she gave up on Pokemon for the longest time until I gave her the emulators, and then that started her craze.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I had it at the beginning, and then I did not have a Game Boy Color, and my parents would not feed our video game needs. So my little brother got Crystal, but I did not, so I just sort of fell out, and then we didn't have the station that Pokemon played on because it switched to WB, and we didn't have it. So I couldn't even watch Pokemon, and so when Gen 3 rolled around, I didn't know who any of these things were, and I wish I did, because now that Flygon plushie that I could have bought at Walmart for like $15 is now going for like $60.
Damn. You're Pokeless.
I want my Pokeless. Flygon plushie.
Laugh so hard I'm hiccuping now. This isn't good.
I want my Flygon plushie.
You guys ready for a man's list?
Yes.
No.
Hey, kid, want to see my list?
No.
All right, let's start off with... all of mine are from Gen 1, unless I'm mistaken. Literally all of mine are from Gen 1. And that's because that's the one I know the best. And I also think that they had the best Pokemon. Maybe it's a nostalgia thing. Whatever.
They call you a Gen 1-er.
Yes. I'm a hippister.
Really?
I'm a hippo-ster.
Because I know some of your favorites, whether they're on your list or not, are not from Gen 1.
I think I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
Let's start off with Parasect.
The zombie Pokemon.
The zombie crab plant.
I really had to... It was the original Last of Us.
It was the original clicker.
I had a hard time deciding between that and Paris, because Paris is really adorable. Because it's just like this
little thing.
Little crab with mushrooms on his
back. Yeah. Yep. But Parasect is one of the creepiest things in the entire game.
The real life drawings of Parasect are terrifying. Oh my God, terrifying.
Uh-huh. Because it basically is just a fungus that controls its brain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
And to know that that kind of thing actually exists.
That really happens. There are insects out there that can do that, that burrows into the mind of the things. Mm-hmm. Because is it a wasp that does it, I think? Or
no, it's a straight up like
fungus.
I don't think it's a fungus.
I know it's a worm of some kind. It goes, I think, mostly after ants.
Yeah, and it's scary. Yeah,
and it's some kind of little worm.
I'm getting chills just like thinking about it.
Oh, it's terrifying. And that's part of the reason I like Parasect so much, because, that real life, like creepy factor to it is what really draws me to it. And that's the same as the next one, Beedrill.
You're terrified of Beedrill.
I know, and that's why I love him so much. Okay. Because I've said it before. I don't care how afraid you are of Pokemon in general, but if you saw a swarm of 4 foot tall bees, or wasps, actually, I don't know why he's called Beedrill. He's a wasp. He should be Wasp Drill. Mm-hmm. Because he's a wasp.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Better.
No, yeah, but Wasp Drill is an asshole.
all wasps are assholes.
He has two drills for hands.
Plus a giant one on his butt.
And he's 4 feet tall. Now imagine a swarm of those in the woods as you're walking through, chasing you.
Absolutely like, terrifying.
Tons would just come through Broadway.
Just fly by. They would walk by and flip you off as they walk by.
With their one drill.
With their one drill hand, because they're assholes. No, next up. The best ghost Pokemon from the original, Haunter. Haunter was always my favorite. Cause he's just hands and a head. Mm-hmm. He's scary. Creepy like.
He sticks his tongue out at you.
He licks
you. And licks you and you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
Doesn't that also like kill you or something, or it sucks the life out of you?
Lick paralyzes.
I think we can all agree that Ghastly is the worst of the three.
Ghastly.
And that's why. next up, Farfetch'd.
Yay!
That's a little
Farfetch'd. Just walked out the leak.
Uh-huh. That's why I like him so much, cause he's so proud of himself. Like, he's like a little commander, like dancing around with it. He's a drum leader. Gyarados. I don't have to say anything about him. We've all said
enough. Gyarados has been very popular at this table.
Well, mm-hmm. Gyarados was the first Pokemon that made you drop your jaw and go, wow.
That made you be like, wrong. Okay, Magikarp, let's go.
Challenge accepted. I got 6 Magikarps, you idiot. Just wait.
They're all 1 point from all evolving.
Right in the middle of the match, too. That would be, I know that can't happen. Machamp!
Yay!
He's your champ. That's
four-armed Brock Lesnar.
That's your Pokin pick.
That's my Pokin pick, yeah. And I wasn't even that big of a fan of Machamp because of that stupid duck face.
You got over it?
The duck face bothers me, but when I started playing him in Pokin, he's so much fun. He's just a wrestler. He has a wrestling belt.
Uh-huh.
He's perma-champion.
That's part of his evolution.
That's part of his...
You cannot take that away from him.
He started chopping, then he started choking. Now he's a champ.
Nice champion. And just remember that belt is a part of his skin. That's not a belt. That's part of him. That's how much of a champion he is.
You have to cut that sucker off.
Skarmory.
That's Gen 2.
Is that Gen 2?
Yes.
Because I was actually going to call you out if you didn't say Skarmory.
Uh-huh. Me too.
No. I love Skarmory, and for no reason other than it's just a giant metal chicken. There was something about it the first time I saw it that made me go, that's a badass Pokemon. Metal chicken. Meowth.
Yay.
Not just because of the TV show.
The Jewish Pokemon.
Because it can use payday and give you money.
Because he was the cutest kitty in the
game.
Uh-huh,
he was.
He's
the original cat Pokemon.
He had big eyes and he was adorable. And I had a little plushie of him and I just took it everywhere and hugged him. I didn't even really like Pokemon that much, but I really liked Meowth. And then I saw the TV show and he talked. He was the only Pokemon that could talk.
Because he fucking learned.
Yeah, until like 50 movies
his backstory is so sad.
He just wants to be loved.
He just does.
But that goddamn Persian moved in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Well, it's because he forgot payday.
Yeah.
So that he could learn to talk. And now nobody wants him.
Oh, I want him.
I want him. And Blastoise. The best Pokemon.
Blastoise is pretty awesome.
I have a plushie of him.
I love
it.
My Mega Blastoise.
Gigantic turtle with cannons in his arms.
Yes. Shoots water.
Why would
through
you
his
pick
mouth.
Anything yeah. else? Like, I could maybe see you picking Charizard because he's a dragon and dragons are cool. No one's going to pick Venusaur. No one in their right mind would ever pick Venusaur because it's worthless. It's the worst Pokemon.
Just this big old grass turtle.
Dinosaur.
Frog. Grass turtle, dinosaur, frog. Yeah.
Turtles would be better. But this thing is just terrible. This thing is like vanilla ice cream. You know, just boring. I like and anyone that likes them is stupid.
You like Vanilla Light?
What?
Exactly. Move on.
And my last Pokemon that I'm gonna put on here, Yoshi.
Yoshi is not a Pokemon.
Solid choice, my friend.
Yoshi's a Pokemon.
No, he's not.
He comes from a ball, and you
use
him.
He's from an egg. Which, I mean, technically Pokemon come from eggs, but...
You just proved my point.
Can you breed ghost Pokemon? How does that work?
Same way that Sims Magic. Have sex with ghosts in the game. no, my Good actual... Point. Asa told me to put that. My actual pick is Ditto.
Ditto.
For sexual reasons.
For sexual reasons.
At least you're honest.
Now, I hope you get one of the defense.
No, I love Zangoose off because you knew I was going to pick him. But right. no one expected Ditto after all the jokes I made. Ditto, this is Kate Upton. Turn into this. Good Ditto.
I hope you get one of the defective Upton, ones.
That's the dirt the face.
Now close your eyes.
Now see, here's the thing. Can Ditto replicate under the clothing?
Well, you know, let's not take the joke too far, because
it would be really funny if, like, you make the Ditto into Kate Upton and then try to do something and it's like a Barbie doll.
I want to stress the fact that it is a joke, that I would never try to stick my penis in a Pokemon. I feel that would be illegal. We're looking for it. No, can't find it. Well, it's the other arm. There it is.
That would have been really funny. Right.
Well,
in fact,
what is your?
I picked it up.
Right. What is your favorite Pokemon? Good choice.
Selfish prick. I have a question to ask you all. And we have to, this is going to be the exit to the show because we're actually at an hour. But I have a question to ask you and I want to know your answers. I told Lindsay I was going to ask this question. I wasn't going to tell anybody what it was because I want to get an honest, you know, off the cuff answer. Here's my question to each of you. Lindsay, start with you.
I know.
You can have any Pokemon in the world and it would be real. You could bring it to life. But to bring it to life, you have to pick a person to die. Who do you pick? Who dies?
Donald Trump.
Damn.
That was actually going to be my answer.
I'm glad for that answer. I was sweating a little bit for a second. Jesse, you also picked Donald Trump?
As of right now.
Oh, and wait, which Pokemon would you pick to bring to life?
Oh, that's not fair.
You have to answer the question. God.
You know it's going to be Vaporeon.
I know, but he keeps telling me he's going to be slimy.
What about Goomy, though?
He will be slimy? Have you ever
Goomy
touched a
will
lizard?
Be slimy.
What about
Spiel?
Like a lizard.
I like Spiel, too. It's too hard.
What about Doduo, Dotrio?
It's too hard to pick. Mudkip.
Mudkip?
That's the one you would bring to life?
I don't know.
Even though it wasn't on our top 10 list.
So?
Jesse, what about you?
I feel like giving the condition that just any person has to die.
But you have to pick the person specifically. You have to say their name. It's like Death Note. You have to pick. You can't just say somebody I've never heard of. No. You
so
have to pick
somebody.
So I can
just keep killing off people and get Pokemon.
That would
Holy
be awesome.
Holy shit. I just created a monster.
I would the straight up. Yeah, I would have all 600 Pokemon.
I know the first. I know the first name that would be entered into her Death Note, and it's not who you think it is.
Me,
Emily.
Well, yeah.
Who's Emily?
Long story behind that.
I'll
one.
Tell you later.
That'll be a future show. Jesse,
let's
what about
just
you?
Say if I could have someone run over by a snowplow, that would probably be it.
Fair enough.
Jesse, what about you? Also, I want to point out it's nobody that we know, Emily.
Yeah, no, it's
not Cody's.
It's a
nobody.
Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah, PA thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also going to go ahead and go with Donald Trump right now.
Oh, no, you can't kill him. She already killed him.
Oh, she already killed
him. He's dead. You have to pick a new guy.
I killed him and I have a Mudkip. And it's going Mudkip.
Ethan's currently looking at people he hates.
Because there are so many people that I would be okay with dying so that I could have a Pokemon. Like, I'm just trying to think of one that wouldn't get me in trouble. Ethan, you go ahead. You come back to me.
The Orlando Shooter.
He's already dead.
Oh, he is?
You can't kill him twice.
Damn.
No re-deads.
I didn't think he was dead. I thought they...
No, they shot him to death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
never mind.
He's gone.
Okay.
Good choice, though.
And plus, you have to have a name.
I was looking up the name. I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I would not. I'm sorry. I love you too much. But, oh, gosh. I don't know if I want to get, like, personal. I probably shouldn't.
This is your time, buddy.
It is, and my time is now. I'm trying to think of, like, terrible people.
Jesse, back to you.
What about you? Could I go back in time?
Is there a time-traveling Pokemon?
Celebi.
You'd have to pick a Celebi. use the power to go back in time to kill the person to bring the Celebi. It's if Back to the Future can do it, I can do it. It's legal.
I mean, time travel makes it too easy. Just go back and kill Adolf Hitler. But I mean, he's already dead. fuck, I don't know. Rob Liefeld.
Holy shit! That's cold.
I just really hate his art.
What Pokemon would you bring to life?
Dragonite.
He's the friendliest Pokemon.
I mean, think about it.
He can fly you to work.
Exactly. He can fly me around. He will be my big friendly protector. I like, look, Dragonite, that guy, not a fan. Hyper Beam.
Obliterate him, maybe. Ethan, did you come
Body
up with
slam.
One?
Body slam.
I cannot. Yeah. Other than me, I really can't think of anyone.
You can't steal my answer.
You didn't answer yet.
I was waiting for you to pick someone, then I was going to say me.
By
default, I get the Pokemon.
No, because I would pick Jirachi. That way, with my death, everyone could get their wishes granted. And then everybody would be happy forever.
That's really depressing.
It's really noble.
Yeah, well, it'd be the greatest thing I could do.
You could go with one of the other Republican presidential nominees. I mean, they were all pretty bad.
Oh, wait, I know.
I like that guy, though.
Oh, never mind.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't also Republican.
No, he's not. Run out of time, Ethan.
Oh,
who
God.
Do you kill?
Oh, no.
Murder someone.
I can't.
Pull the trigger, Ethan!
Who dies, Ethan? It can even be someone local. We won't judge.
No, not at all. Kevin Casey?
Who?
Nobody. Also, no. I'm joking. He's a good guy. I wish no harm upon the man. He's actually kind of a friend.
All right, Shannon, go ahead. You already said me. No, you can't do that.
No, the fuck I can't.
You're
not allowed.
Nope.
The
Poke Veto.
Doesn't count.
I already picked.
You don't get your Pokemon if you kill yourself.
No. We're out of time.
You have to name a person a Pokemon.
I can't just kill myself.
No.
I really hate that guy.
It's fine.
What an asshole. All right, fine. I have to pick someone that's not me. Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that's fair.
What a piece of garbage. Kim Jong-un.
Also fair.
Yeah. Pretty much any dictator.
Yeah.
Other people I would kill. Fred Phelps is already dead.
Oh, I know.
Vince
I know
McMahon.
Now. I know now.
There you go.
I know now.
All right, who you got?
My girlfriend's father.
I gotta go. We're out of here, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next show. Ethan, take us out.
Espeon.